If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. It is Old School. Tom Stevens in for DP. He's Jay Foreman, the leader of the band. I'm just playing backup vocals right now. I'm just doing the doo-wops.
Well, you better jump in there because I know I cannot sing at all. My aunt used to tell me that I can't even hum.
Then we're in real trouble.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Well, I will never claim that I could really, really sing.
I can do a couple of songs karaoke. I've got my go-tos, and they're usually loungy. I can kind of fake the lounge singer thing. King of the Road. I'm pretty good at King of the Road. Roger Miller. Ever heard of Roger Miller?
I've heard of him.
I can do a pretty decent King of the Road.
I've got
a couple of go-to karaoke songs. I want you to finish your thought, though, because you're talking about the bells and whistles of, you know, some of the guys wanting that versus the actual want to. Is that what's missing with Nebraska football right now? What's the missing ingredient? Because Scott Frost has talked about that we're close, but there does seem to be a missing ingredient that causes you to be 9-3, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of it. I think this just the attention to detail by the players.
Yeah.
Understanding the magnitude of every play counts. Every play is important.
But you always hear guys say and coaches say you got to learn to win, right? What is learning to win to you? What does it mean?
Learning to win is doing the routine things so much that they are routine.
Yeah. But that's not easy to accomplish.
It's not, because if you have 9 guys on, or if you have 11 guys on defense, 8 doing the right thing, 3 don't, and if those 3 rotate when they're not, then that's not how it works. I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that goes into learning, in quotation, how to win. I don't really like that. I don't really like that saying. You need to learn how to
say it in a different way.
You need to learn how to compete every day. That's what you know, this, I guess, society has built a bunch of front runners. They like it when it's easy. They like that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you really want to know how somebody, what they're built at, you know, put them down 10 points.
Right.
Are you really talking junk when you're down 10 points? Do you really believe it when you're saying it? Are you saying it with your chest out, or are you only saying it because, you know, you're up by 10 points and it's easy?
Not everybody wants to take the last shot. I was never that guy. I was looking for Jay Foreman to take the last shot.
Well, there was a time I didn't want to take the last shot, and I had a long conversation with my dad about it one time.
What'd he say?
He said the same result that you got from not taking the shot is if you didn't make it.
Right.
He said the only way you're going to learn in sports and truly learn what it means to play sports and really compete, he said to play sports is one thing. He's like, that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what some guys are doing. Competing is different. And in order to learn the difference, you have to fail. It has to hurt you so much that you hate losing more than you like to win.
There seems to be that problem with Nebraska sports right now, men's side of basketball, football.
I mean,
there's a lot of guys that want to take the first quarter shot, the second quarter shot, but maybe not the last shot or make the key play when it really matters.
In order to play sports, you got to be extremely selfless and not selfish. And I don't really see I wouldn't say that there's guys on Nebraska that don't or won't. I just think it's one of those things that, look, if you're referring to basketball, it's the same thing I said about football. It's an extremely young team. It's an extremely inexperienced team. And it's a team that it is still trying to find a ways, find their way how to compete.
I agree.
That's all there is to it.
464-5685. I think Brandon is still there on the Honda of Lincoln hotline. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Quick question for you, Jay. I know you're not the person to talk about like the NIL. You don't know the ins and outs as well as some of the other guys do, but it kind of struck me the other night. Are you a big ESPN 30 for 30 guy?
I've watched them a few. Yeah, I watch them.
I think are you still there, Brandon, or are you gone?
Brandon said he's out of here.
He's out of here. I think we just lost his cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like various 30 for 30s. I haven't watched them religiously.
Yeah. I mean, I like the stories and stuff like that and interesting backgrounds of players. I mean, to hear the Brian Bosworth and his deal and, his relationship with his dad and Barry Switzer and the whole, I remember being a kid, like, man, who is this jerk on TV, putting lines in his hair and having to, but ultimately, Brian Bosworth was a bad dude. I mean, he was for real.
Oh, he was a bad, bad dude.
Bad dude. And he actually was better in the NFL than people give him credit for. And so, you learn
the Bo Jackson run, he never quite lived down.
But nobody, there's not a linebacker in history that would have made that tackle.
Okay, Brandon, we just lost his phone. Complete your thought, Brandon. Go ahead.
Sorry, guys. That's service. So my whole thought with this is with the NIL, and you think about USC with Riley going out there. You have Oregon in the Pac-12. They're associated with Nike. You have Oklahoma and Texas that are in oil country. You have a lot of money in those areas. And my whole thought process behind this is when I was watching Trojan War the other night, it went about how Pete Carroll embraced the Hollywood lifestyle and allowed that in to the football program out there. You have Lincoln Riley going out there. You have a high amount of money in that area. Same thing with Oregon with their partnership with Nike and down in the South. I think you're going to see those programs that have that fluid cash availability from their fan bases in other areas, I think you're going to see those programs start to rise up. You know, Nebraska was supposed to be first in line with the NIL and getting things in place with open doors and things like that. I feel like we've kind of taken a step back, and it'll be interesting in 5 to 10 years down the road to see what those four programs potentially are doing in the college football landscape.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think Nebraska would be just fine because, I think they've been out in the forefront and they're definitely open to, evaluating and adjusting. And so I think Nebraska would be fine, but it would be interesting on all levels just to see where, this goes, and how does it really affect it. Because I think college football is such big business now with the TV contracts, et cetera, that you're going to see teams that are able to compete on that level as far as, helping NIL deals more than, you kind of just in your first assumption. So now the biggest thing is Nebraska's ability to have this NIL potential in reality, because it is factual. You come here, the opportunity to grow your brand is – up there with just every other school out there. Now, if you can match on the field product, right? And you're not even talking about national championships. We're just talking about consistently going to bowl games, right? Mm. 6, 7, 8, 9 wins, right? Real 3 or 4 years off of that. It'll take Nebraska to heights that people can't even dream of right now because we haven't been in a bowl game in what, 5 years?
Yep. There's only two schools that have not been in a bowl game. Do you know the other one?
Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas and Nebraska, last two schools that have not been – it's been 5 years, as you mentioned.
So, if you roll off 5 years of going to a bowl game on top of what NIL can do, it's a big deal.
I want to continue that conversation. How do you sell Nebraska in the NIL era?
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Shop SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum Batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!